Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Rodney Whitaker is professor of double bass and director of jazz studies at MSU's College of Music. He'll lead the professors of jazz in an 8 p.m. performance this evening at MSU's Cook Recital Hall. WKAR's Peter Wharf got together with Professor Whitaker this week to talk about tonight's performance and some other jazz events in the coming months. We'll hear from Rodney and Peter in a moment, along with music from tenor saxophonist Diego Rivera, guitarist Randy Napoleon, and bassist Joe Vasquez.
The very, very difficult thing in jazz is that you know, we rehearse every week. You know, every Thursday we have a rehearsal, and folks are sort of in and out of town. And so we have a pretty big repertoire. The problem is we never really decide what we're going to play until Thursday, the day before the concert, when we print the program, and because it's really based on the mood. And then sometimes we print things in the program and we play something else. So and that's partly, you know, part of it is in the classical arena, it's repertoire based. We have like songs, like thousands of songs that we all know, and at this point now hundreds of arrangements that we've been doing for the last 10 years. Or longer now, 14 years.
Up next week, February 16th through 20, a couple of Michigan jazz icons will be here, Vincent Bowens and Tim Franchek. Tell me what you'll be doing. You have a lot of outreach and education activity.
Well, you know, as we put together the MSU Federal Credit Union series, the idea was that we would go into communities and play, you know, for the various different communities with their jazz groups. But it didn't really make sense to do it that way in our local community because we do a community concert here. So I came up with the idea that perhaps maybe we should go out to the high schools during the daytime and with our smaller ensemble, the octet, because then that way we could reach more students, and that we should be able to provide the same kind of access to education and music that we do around the state to our local community. So that was kind of the idea. You know, sometimes we look outside of Michigan, you know, for jazz greats, but there are a ton of jazz greats in Michigan. And so this is also a way to highlight some of the great players that never moved to New York, that lived here. Tim Franchek is from the western part of the state, from Muskegon, plays all throughout the state of Michigan, and is pretty much, he is an icon. He played with everybody, touring groups. He once toured a little bit with Woody Herman's band. And so he's great, and he was also a great person for me to meet as a young person. And Vincent Bowens, the same, as a stalwart in the Detroit area, and played with everybody you can think of, and mentored lots of young musicians like James Carter and Kenny Garrett. And in fact, anytime I run into James or Kenny, they're asking about Vincent. And so he was a great role model, family man, you know, been married for 30-something years, 3 kids, you know, great guy. And so, you know, I wanted to bring those two guys to campus to affect our students in a positive way.
Peter Wharf on Current State with Professor Rodney Whitaker. He is the head of jazz studies here at Michigan State University. He'll be performing with the professors of jazz this Friday night at Michigan State University. I think one of those musicians who you've brought in from outside of the state is Peter Bernstein. Is that right?
Yeah. Peter Bernstein is an amazing guitar player, and I've known him for about 20 years. And as we started to put the list together this year, last year, about who we want to bring, and Randy Napoleon was committed to coming on to faculty, and the first name he mentioned was Peter Bernstein to bring. And Peter is such a great guy, great, really generous, giving person. And we always try to bring cats that are at that level in terms of their humanity et cetera, et cetera. But he's an amazing guitar player as well. And, you know, his star is rising. It seems like when we call the people, you know, yeah. right after that, they win a Grammy or he's on the cover of the New York Times entertainment section. Yeah.
One of the things that I'm aware of coming up in April as part of the 35th annual Jazz Spectacular is the annual high school band competition. Can you tell listeners about that? Remind us what that is and what are some of the other things happening as part of the Jazz Spectacular?
Well, the high school band competition is essentially Ellington, the Essentially Ellington Regional Festival. Jazz at Lincoln Center has a big competition in New York where all the top high school bands from around the country apply and they get accepted and there's a big competition. So they thought of a way a few years ago to try to get more groups from across the country that same kind of experience. Although it's not, nothing's going to quite be like going to New York City, but they figured that region, you know, groups would be able to afford to go, the quality education. So this is really, for us, a partnership between Jazz at Lincoln Center and Michigan State University. So there are clinicians that they sent out to clinic the bands. In addition to that, there's a guest artist. That night we have Bobby Cacasis. Bobby Cacasis is our guest artist from Cuba. And we had him on campus a few years ago. And so there's a little bit of overlap that is actually the start of Latin is America. So our Jazz Spectacular begins another festival. Also during that week, the octets perform on Thursday night here at the college. And then Friday night, there's a swing dance that will be at Dim Hall. So that's always fun. Come out. I always tell people, come on out with their dancing shoes and have a good time. But it's that festival is not just about, you know, outreach. It is. But it's also time for us to share what we've been doing all year with the community.
What's happening with MSU and Cuba? Since we last spoke about jazz studies at MSU, big changes have happened with Cuba and the United States. What part does the College of Music play in the near future?
Well, we've been busy at, like, with Ricardo Lorenz here at the College of Music. He's been creating. He has a residency program, where a study abroad program where students go to Cuba every year. And that's been going. And we've had larger plans. We constantly are bringing artists from Cuba to the College of Music. And we're looking to expand it. We're looking to go on tour, hopefully next March in Cuba with the Jazz Orchestra 1 and Octet 1. And just expose our students to that musical heritage and culture. And really, for me, before it changes. Because, you know, we don't know what, once commercialism hits a place, we really don't know. Yeah. You know, they're pretty savvy in terms of trying to maintain, you know, their culture and their identity. But I think it might be a challenge once you get American corporate money coming in. It could be a whole different deal. But we're anxious. We're trying to get down there as soon as we can before it changes.
Professor of double bass and director of jazz studies, Rodney Whitaker. He'll be performing with the professors of jazz this Friday night. We've heard a bit about some of the plans for the coming semester. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.